Yes, sir.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Brothers and sisters, we're back. Thank the Most High indeed that we're back again. Yes, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very, very thankful to the Most High, yes indeed, for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me directly that under His cause I have some very important things for Him, for His cause, for the reconciliation and healing of His people that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that surely I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could, even since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said if they could, to destroy. It's very, very important, my brothers and sisters, that we come to comprehend the kind of message that I'm granting, thankful to the Most High, able to grant tonight. And I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, I thank you all who listen. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, as I told you before, has told me that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Well, I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters, about the concept of what is always, by the ancient saints, been called deliverance. Yes, my brothers and sisters, they need to define this. Deliverance. Some look at it as only what they say, the judgment, escaping the judgment of hell. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand the real meaning of a few concepts. Messiah said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. How many really understand the meaning? To forgive is to open opportunity for atonement, agreement, at-one-ment. I think about the scriptures over in Isaiah in the 42nd chapter. How about the verses that say such things as, I will lead the blind by a way that they have not known. By the path they have not known shall I lead them. Say, this I will do for them and will not forsake them. Forgive, forsake. Again, to discern the concept of forgiveness is to open the opportunity for an atonement, opportunity for agreement, opportunity for there to be an amicable, again, a healing unto an amicable relationship. When Messiah said such things, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. He was saying they don't know the way of peace, the way of harmony with him. Have not discerned that what they've done has been a sin, a transgression against his law. In fact, my brothers and sisters, many of us have not discerned that transgression against the law of the Most High has to do with a lot more than just simply man actively walking against or denying what's on a printed page. The law of the Most High is far more, my brothers and sisters, than what's on the printed page, the very thoughts of the Most High. We are told, quite frankly, that we should not take the name of the Most High in vain. His name relates all his word. He said he had a name written which no man knew him but he himself, and called his name the Word of Yah. The very thoughts of Yah. To know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. Therefore, we must conclude, if we are reasonable, we must conclude that ultimately, my brothers and sisters, again, to know what is said and not know why it is said, they missed the point. So, simply to judge the words of the scripture, not realizing or giving honor to the greater mind from whence these words came, knowing that every word the Most High speaks, word reinforces all that is his conscience. My brothers and sisters, not to read what you see in Scripture. Or to read it, my brothers and sisters, not anticipating far greater revelation of what appears on the page. Is to seek to sublimate, stagnate, stagger the conscience of men after your own. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. He says, my thoughts are not like your thoughts. My ways are not like your ways. What do you think then is contained in the greater essence of his words? Think about it. Men read the scriptures all the time, and everybody gets a different interpretation. It's a shame. It's not the law of the Most High. That's not discipline from the Most High. It's not salvation, my brothers and sisters. It's not peace. So, let us consider what these scriptures, a lot of the concise nature of these scriptures, will reveal to us. From the time of the garden, my brothers and sisters, man was forewarned. If he turned away from the Most High, he would surely die. How about he would find himself separated from the knowledge of Yah, separated from access to the truth in his due to his resistance? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Messiah was saying, forgive them, Father. Show them the way of atonement. Show them the way unto mutual agreement again. For they don't discern that what they do is a transgression is an offense, is a blasphemy, disrespectful. Why? Because men are functioning at their own level of conscience and oftentimes refuse to hearken to what is greater. Men have created all manner of institutionality in this world. Political, social, national, and religious. All manner of institutions after the frameworks of their own thinking, believing that these, my brothers and sisters, were habitations after which, after their own creation, they could establish something that would raise their conscience. My brothers and sisters, no greater lie was ever told. Most high, my brothers and sisters, he alone makes the Savior. What men elect, what men create, what men exalt, after their conscience is not sufficient to raise the conscience of man unto what the Most High himself will be pleased with. We've talked about that with much vehemence over the last couple of nights. Isaiah 41 through 42 makes it very plain that what men create, calling it wise, not considered what the Most High declared from the beginning eternal as an expectation. Most High calls it all folly, and he will have to expose it all as folly that he set his people free. But how many of us, my brothers, understand the purpose for which Messiah comes? From the very beginning, my brothers and sisters, in the garden, man was told, I repeat again, man was told that if he walked after any manner of deceit, turning away from the truth of the Most High, he would put himself ultimately, my brothers and sisters, in bondage unto death, unto sin, therefore in bondage unto his own destruction. The anticipation of all the saints, my brothers and sisters, knowing that the adversary, taking control of minds, seeking to establish their own concepts of deity, the own concept of what is God, the own concept, my brothers and sisters, of what is the standard, would begin to contend with one another, each man contentious after his own agendas, dividing the lands and dividing the people who are born upon them. Compelling men, my brothers and sisters, to believe they are wise if they just simply walk after the strength of their rulers. Sometimes, oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, the oppressive dynamics of their rulers. Forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, and the world they that dwell therein. Forgetting that the Most High has promised he will take this world back to himself. What was the expectation of all the saints? Throughout the Bible, my brothers and sisters, we see again and again the concept of Shiloh. As you might find it, Genesis 49. One whom the Most High says he would send forth to gather his people. Does that mean they're gathered, my brothers and sisters, according to the various constraints of men? Absolutely not. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. In the book of Genesis, man was told if he walked against the will of his creator, he would begin to die. That means he'd be separated from the forces of life, even the reasoning that brings forth life. What then has been the expectation of all the saints? That one surely must come to declare in the earth absolutely a reference point. After which, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said he would raise up a conscience. That he would raise up a chosen one. For the express purpose to, in order to deliver his people, expose all the unrighteousnesses of all others. Shavuot wants you to know that. Think about it. To expose the unrighteousness of all others, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. To expose all the fallen standards, the hasty conclusions of those, my brothers and sisters, who did not see but thought only what they call prompt, we can call something to prompt or support their personal agendas. Most time, my brothers and sisters, cannot be pleased with this. Never could he ever be pleased with men establishing curses and divisions because they would not consider all things that he forswore must be considered, the man be confirmed stable, and my brothers and sisters, even constituent, to show himself reasonable after the pattern of peace. They say many people think they keep the commandments. They say they kept the covenant. How can you keep something you never had? Think about it. Many say that Israel is the people of light, the chosen people. But the chosen for what? To show forth the light of the invariant word of the Most High to a world. but we're still yet a divided people. Our brothers and sisters, that division is not a covenant. That lack of discerning the way of peace, of consummate truth, purity and completion of one choice, is not a covenant, brothers and sisters. I see a lot of folks talking about even saying that they keep the Sabbath and feast and the Torah. But arguments abound among us. That's not lawful. The law is far more, my brothers and sisters, than what's written on a printed page. Isaiah said, "Our Lord, who's heard the echoes of our voice," meaning that to hear the words of one the Most High has anointed and not to discern the context of his word is unlawful. It does not bring forth peace. And after such thinking, can the Most High never be pleased? So what is the purpose for which Messiah comes? Again, the scriptures reiterate again and again, that Messiah surely comes, that men shall know the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. I see scripture speaking of the one about the one called Shiloh, if you will, the Kurdi. For those who are ready to understand it. A title that Rome sought that you not even be able to know, to even vocalize. I see scriptures in Genesis, like I said in the 49th chapter, speaking of Messiah. It says he comes out of the tribe of Judah, and Judah means the tribe that praises and honors Yah. Wow. Saying, he is the one unto whom all the people should gather. It means that they shall be converted beyond all the misconceits of all others, that they gather unto him. Numbers 24 says, as a star out of Jacob, a bright one, a light out of Jacob. Say, he will destroy whoever seeks to preserve the ways of a apparently quite iniquitous, unjust city. How about, my brothers and sisters, whatever patterns of injustice have acted as an obstacle against the awakening of our people, he will destroy. Talk about Numbers 24:14-17-19. Blessed are they who will understand the meaning of what is written there. For the hope of the saints was always an end to whatever confuses. Messiah's very name. And he was never called Jesus Christ during his lifetime. Look at Matthew 1:21. Scriptures relate, my brothers and sisters, that he, his very name, his name that declares his purpose, declares that he comes to heal, deliver, save his people from their sins. How about whatever confusion? Whatever devices of confusion and misallegiance have divided our people. Again, the scriptures say unto him, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. All who incensed against him or resist men awakening to that which the Most High decreed must be the reconciliation of our people. Scripture says they shall be ashamed. Which shall men prefer? That the confusion, the diverse, contentious authority of men, misauthority of men, be preserved forever? Or that a genuine absolute be declared in the earth? Scripture says Messiah, in order to do this, is going to have to expose all else. Think about it. Whenever the scripture speaks about the one whose title is rightly called the Kurdi, Shiloh, the Messiah, the anointed one. Think about the scriptures. Isaiah 41 says, in order to deliver his people or to strengthen his people beyond all deceivers, he must expose all your rulers. Isaiah 41:27-41:4 says, he renewed the people unto their ancient strength. So the Most High has called him to subdue all the false doctrines of all your kings. If he's anointed to do so, it's about a greater word and a greater capacity to realize. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about it. Isaiah 41, that the Most High has called him to subdue even kings. He comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, to show that so much for men call light only to be variations of the darkness, and even, my brothers and sisters, the machinations of those who would keep men in the darkness. Your rulers didn't tell you that when the scriptures talk about in Malachi, him for whom you should be waiting, the Lord whom you seek. As one of my brothers in scripture says, who will expose all your priests, even as he will expose all your kings. That men might discern righteousness as of old, as in former years. True to all that is the remembrance of what pleases Yah, versus what has pleased him not. Read Malachi 3:18. Scripture says, you must remember the law which the Most High gave his servant Moshe. You really think all the Most High gave Moshe is in writing? You really think all Messiah did, our brothers and sisters, is in writing? The last verses of the book of John, Yohanan, actually says that if all things Messiah did, how about all things he did and say were spoken? He said he believed there would not be room in all the world for the books that should be written. He said the Holy Spirit brings all things to remembrance. All things that he had spoken. Wow. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that many are not prepared to discern the greater truths, the high implication, the keys that unlock so much of this precious word? Well, I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about it. I have endeavored tonight. I'm looking at the time that's available. To do something I've done before, but to do it again. And that is to give an examination to the words of Isaiah 44th chapter through the 46th chapter. I would have prayed that many, or perhaps even earlier, maybe in an earlier show, I would have liked for many others to do this. Examine closely Isaiah 44 through 46, asking of the Most High why he has said what he has said. Why he has said. All he has said concerning the one that's spoken there. If you look at the scripture in Isaiah 45, the scripture says, thus said the Most High to Cyrus. Well, let me tell you something. That name was not Cyrus. That's what they put down there in your King James Version. That's the title. My brother says it doesn't contain all the meaning of the title of the one called the Kurdi, the righteous one. Was translated in the King James Version. Seems to say that's the letter to Cyrus, or the Kurdi, or the righteous one, the non-anointed one that Most High said he would call. As if it's a letter for him to understand alone. I would only tell you this, because thus said the Most High too. This could be also said concerning. As a letter, my brother says, not only to this one in his appearing. But certainly, my brothers and sisters, certainly. Certainly, then, a letter to all those who would anticipate his appearing. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the very fact that Zechariah, a post-exilic prophet, who appeared long after the reign of the one called Cyrus the Great, spoke of his return, gives you some very powerful knowledge to discern implication of as to what must be expected in these latter days for our promise to. So much. That is Isaiah 44 through 46 is in fact latter day prophecy. I think all the scriptures speak about this one called the Kurdi, the righteous one, the king of the east, son of righteousness that arises. Every one scripture that's there talks about him, at a time of the gathering of the rulers, exposing them all. Every other so-called controlling body of knowledge as faulty before his higher sense of what is divine conscience. Revelation says he dries up the rivers. In other words, he shows the way to freedom. And that the Most High will begin to show to some the way in expectation of a greater king. Talking about before the king of the east. Hey, preparing you for the greater king is what they put down there. They put it should be down there, king, not kings. The Messiah said, behold, I come. Who is this king of the east? Who is this righteous one, my brothers and sisters, that's mentioned in Isaiah 41 that exposes all the rulers? Scripture says all the kings be gathered together and you put them all to shame. That's what it said, Revelation 16, 12 to 21. Big shock to the whole world to find out that none of what men had called viable was a viable foundation. Isaiah, well, how about Revelation 6, 12? Revelation 6, 12 through 7:2 through 7:17. Again, the king is running for cover at the appearance of the Lamb, even him who is called the angel or the king, likened to the rising sun, who has the seal and confirmed, has the confirming seal or the knowledge of the covenant. Saying to the angels of wrath, heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we seal the servants of Yah upon their brows, meaning that those who will not confirm his covenant will be set to wrath, not preserved in the day of judgment that is to come. Again, he exposes all the rulers. 1 Corinthians 3:17-4:5. Let no man consider himself so wise for the time till the Lord comes. Who is he talking about? To reveal the hidden things the men have, let's just say men of what men have hid in the darkness. How about expose those who hide the truth from you? And then shall every man know how to praise. How about honor? Yeah. Where did that scripture come from? The same scriptures we'll find in a minute. We'll talk about in Isaiah 44-46. Who is he speaking of? Who is he calling Messiah? Who does the scripture talk about in Romans 11:25-27? That reiterates the verbiage that we find at Isaiah 59:19-21. Concerning the one that because of him a covenant should be restored, should not depart from the mouths of the descendants of those who believe from henceforth even forever. And all may know of the righteousness of Yah from this time, it says, from the west to the rising sun. Sounds so much like Isaiah 45:6. Talk about all that in a moment. There's a need to understand, my brothers and sisters. Yes, there is. Who it is the scripture spoke of in 2 Peter, calling him Morning Star, saying the scripture is not of any private interpretation. In other words, someone's going to expose all, let's just say, false interpretation of those who will not be fully led by the Holy Spirit. In other words, he will expose all false prophets who don't want to know the fullness of truth, nor would they have it to be known, lest they be exposed as false prophets, not dutiful, but treacherous against the fullness of a word. Much needs again to be given consideration, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Much needs to be given consideration. And all that needs to be given consideration is considered. Isaiah 52:15-53:1 says, because of him, kings should shut their mouths, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. So who's going to believe the report of one of my brothers and sisters, the testimony of one who compels men to consider what their rulers never would? It will make a great difference. Between those, my brothers and sisters, who call reasonable, have a capacity for wisdom, the meek, my brothers and sisters, the humble, versus those who are so proud what they think they know, that they cannot know. Well, I'd like to give a look at Isaiah, and I'm going to jump the gun a little bit. I'm going to jump straight to Isaiah 44:20. And I have a reason for doing this. I can give you a consensus pretty much of what's said in the early part of Isaiah 44. It talks about people finally waking up to realize, there's a need to join with or recognize the ancient identity as Israel. Or let's just say a people called to be awakened, because Most High said he would bring his people out of bondage. Believe me, that is more than just physical. Bring them out from bondage, not recognizing, even the truth of their own ways. In the book of Jude, we are told that not to know the ways of Yah, as is also said in Hebrews 3:4, is not to know the way of salvation. He said, we were told in advance that we should contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. I will tell you now that we have not kept that covenant. As a people, we have not known that covenant to keep it. The covenant is the way of peace. Scripture says in Isaiah 59 that someone comes to restore that way. Isaiah 42 says someone comes to restore that way. People just presume because they think they know the covenant that they have kept the way of peace. They have guarded the way of peace. Scripture says a lot of folks are going to find out they've only walked after false prophets who thought that they walked after the authority of the holy name. And Messiah will say to them, keep away from me, I never knew you. Well, how is it that men today are so sure they walk fully after all with which the Most High would be pleased? In a world with some 45,000 denominations, people, because they believe they kept the covenant, they think they've kept it. Wow. As I say, we are warned not to be considered ourselves so wise before the time, but how always have the expectation for a greater truth beyond ourselves. 1 Corinthians 8, if any man knows anything, he knows it not as he ought to know it. Well, Isaiah 44 makes it evident that men have taken and made idols after their own conscience. Idols of wood and stone, built buildings of wood and stone even. Most High said, what in Isaiah 66? Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. What is the house you build for me? Do you really, man really believe that he can build a house, constrain the mind of the Most High? He can build a house after his own instruction or his own ideas to raise his conscience? That the Most High should honor, my brothers and sisters, what men have created after their own designs? He didn't create 45,000 denominations or nations, my brothers and sisters. No man has the power to create a savior. No man has the power to create anything and raise his own conscience. Isaiah 44 talks about men having made various idols of, blocks of wood. And said that part of them that might have been made an idol after the fashioning or the imaginations of a man. Other parts they burned, and then they said they've seen the fire, said that they've seen the light. Most High calls this foolishness. Man too blind after the multitude of his institutions to see that what he's trusted in has been falsehood. Isaiah 44 goes on. Isaiah 44:20. Some texts read it this way. Their imagination is dull. They cannot deliver themselves. Nor see that what they trusted in has been vain, falsehood, fallen law, false law. A true law, my brothers and sisters, is all that it is. You break the law into pieces, you disrupt the order. How do people still say that after a multitude of varied ideas, they've kept the law of peace? The law of understanding. The Hebrew word for peace even relates to what is complete. Can't add or take away from it, my brothers and sisters, to be counted worthy, or even, get my point. We've talked about this before, Revelation 22. Can't seek to add and take away or destroy. Not seeking God, seek that you may learn that you may God be a habitation for the preservation of a covenant. He said, my brothers and sisters, no one is welcome, according to Isaiah, Revelation 22. No one is welcome. But those who are as servants of the Most High will seek to be disciples of him unto the fullness of his word, that there indeed be peace. Jacob, James, 1:8 verses said the same. Yohanan 17:9 said the same. How do you have so many different denominational brothers and sisters? They all say that they're welcome unto the kingdom of Yah. It's insanity to believe so. Messiah said that if any man deny any part of the law of the prophets, or you allow anybody to deceive you to deny any part of the law of the prophets, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. If any man seeks to deceive his brother against the law and the prophets, he shall be found guilty even unto hellfire. Worthless, my brothers and sisters, unto the cause of the Most High. How then do men quickly presume, after a multitude of differences, multitude of contradictions, that they walked after wisdom rather than the confusions of Babylon? When you start considering how many misrepresentations there must be, dare men say that no one is lying? Well, Isaiah 44:20. I prefer to read it this time from the Aramaic text. I think it might make some things even more clear. Not a lot of time, but I'd like to go through as much of it as I can. Again, I'm talking about Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44:20. And I'd like to look at a lot of these questions in the context. Who is it that the Most High has said these things concerning? Who is it? And if the Most High has said these things concerning this one, what does it portend concerning this one? Most High says in 44:20 through his prophet Isaiah, so their imagination is dull, they should have gone astray and cannot deliver themselves. Oh, Most High has to send someone to deliver them then. They cannot deliver themselves, nor say that our right hand has wrought falsehood. Man can't see beyond his errors. Should there never be anything to help him discern beyond his misconceits? So Scripture says, remember these things, O Jacob and Israel. The Most High has called his people to be his servants. To get to be his servants, they must first learn his commands. He says, I have formed you. In other words, he created Israel from the beginning as a people, that they might be formed under his purpose, that they be his servants. He says to his people, from henceforth forget me not. So they say they were truly functioning as his people without the knowledge of him? Think about it. Book of Jude, Judah. That a people that would not know his ways. He said, my brothers and sisters, that bringing them out of Egypt, people who refused to know his ways and would not believe, he destroyed. They were left to destruction. Far too many of us, my brothers and sisters, have presumed ourselves wise. Rather than ask the Most High with an humble heart. Saying, Father, I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know. Don't know what something that's stuck in my head that prevents me from knowing, but Father, you know. And I know that if you won't tell me, I won't know. It demands that kind of humility. To learn, my brothers and sisters, truths that the Most High grants access to. Only those having the most humble soul. He said, because of this one, and he's speaking about someone he said he would send, I blot out your iniquities like a thick mist, and your sins the cloud. Return to me, for I have saved you. So because of the appearing of this one, Scripture says apparently then those who can believe him, they can see beyond their iniquities, see beyond their injustices, see beyond those who have exploited them, see beyond all the multitude of their misallegiances. See beyond their lack of conscience. But scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him might not perish. But he didn't say, my brothers and sisters, they wouldn't perish who refused to believe. It implies much. Sing, O heavens, for the Most High has done it. Shout, O you foundation of the earth, break forth into singing, O mountains, O forests. And every tree therein, for the Most High has saved Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Wow. In other words, my brothers and sisters, Most High intends to reveal to his people what is required of them, that we all function to get there with his creation. How about my brothers and sisters, men learn how to stop destroying? Learn how to function in harmony with that which Yah has made. Blessed is the Most High who saved you and formed you from the womb and helped you. Say, I'm the Most High who made all things, stretched out the heavens alone. How about I spread out the earth by myself? In other words, he created all things to be to function in harmony with himself. And for all those who would walk against him, he says he what? He makes void the signs of diviners and despises their divinations. He turns wise, who shows wise men to be backward and shows their knowledge to be foolish. What scripture say concerning Messiah in Colossians 2? He makes an open show of the principalities and powers openly. In other words, he shows that all their variant misadministrations concerning what is proper meat and drink, the beginning of the month, the Rosh Kodesh, the new moon, the feast days, and the Shabbats. In other words, teaching everyone after his different devices, only to be followed, whereby men have functioned after their own, after pride in their own carnal and intellectual power over things they have not seen or not discerned. So much should be taught, my brothers and sisters, in the Shabbats and feasts that men have not, and yet chosen to call themselves wise. But he says he will confirm the word of his servant and perform the counsel of his messengers, the ones who he has spoken, who said to Jerusalem, and he will say to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah you shall be built, and I'll raise the ruins thereof. Who did he say would do this? He said to the deep, be dry, who dried up the rivers. How about shows men beyond all the constraints, the mental and spiritual constraints of the blinded rulers, who in their politicizations were not worthy of the Holy Spirit. Read again, Jacob 1 and 1 through 8. To the double-minded man, let him not think he receive anything from Yah. Someone who would only keep people confused, why should he ask for the Holy Spirit? Does he want a pure testimony? No. Instead of the Kurdi, that's how it should be pronounced. I can only tell you his kingdom was called Kurdistan for a reason. Kur, son, Tish, rise. Shah, king, king of the east. Righteous one, likened to the rising sun. It's the reason why Luke 1:78 calls Messiah sunrise, or the day spring from on high. It's the reason why the word that's translated branch at Zechariah 3:8 and Zechariah 6:12, the word for branch is also sunrise, that was suddenly springs forth out from the darkness. Wow. My brothers and sisters, that which was always light, the world would not see or would seek to obscure. My brothers and sisters, he come to expose all those who would hide the truth from you. Who said of the Kurdi, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasure, all that pleases Yah. Ah, he is the righteous one. Righteous meaning, my brothers and sisters, he has a desire for all that is divine will. Even said to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and to the temple your foundation shall be laid. Does he act as an obstacle against men discerning divine will, or does he seek to teach it all? Who is it speaking of? Most High calls him a shepherd. Even the shepherd of Israel, one who builds a city of peace. How about a city that declares the true covenant? I will tell you that when the one called the Kurdi made this decree before, he did not, my brothers and sisters, as the book of Zechariah said he would, sit in the temple as a priest and a king. So when shall he do it? Need to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Thus says the Most High to his anointed, to the one called Curdy, ah, the word for anointed is Messiah. He said, whose right hand up hill, giving him victory to subdue nations before him. Wow. See, I will loose the loins of kings, open doors before him, the gate should not be shut. Nah, sounds like a king of kings. So they expose all the others who to cause people to compel them to believe that they were kings. How about to prove them foolish? What he said in the dispensation of the gospel, go forth and convert all nations after his name. That certainly meant, my brothers and sisters, he put aside the misrule of men and proved it foolish. See, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I'll break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. In other words, wherever it is, men have created cages, and that's all men can do after their fallen conscience, is create cages to take of what the Most High has made. And even my brothers and sisters to partake of what the Most High would offer mankind to set them free and bring it down to what? Their own personal comfort zones that by no means, my brothers and sisters, are comfortable. Wow. Ah, my brothers and sisters, all man can do without divine instruction is create cages, compelling men to believe that what the Most High has made is according to purposes seeming wise to men. Shame, my brothers and sisters, that men have done this. Most High wants to show him beyond what the eyes see and ears hear. Isaiah 11 says that he will judge the wicked, the lawless, after the Spirit. He will a second time bring his people back, according to Isaiah 11. How about 10 through 11? Not only will he expose all the wicked that all the nations should follow him, he will come a second time to regather his people as he had before from all the territories that were ancient Babylon and the Achaemenid, later the Achaemenid Empire that absorbed all the kingdoms that were Babylon and Egypt and Assyria. Wow. Most High said he gave him all these kingdoms according to 2 Chronicles and Ezra. Most High gave him all these kingdoms that he might send the people of Yah that had been scattered among these nations back. People said he would send them a second time to do the same. You need to understand what this is about. Who is this one of which we speak? He said, the Most High says, I will give you the treasures that are hidden in the darkness, the buried riches of the secret places, that you may know that I, who call you by your name, call you for unto this purpose. How about my brother and sister open the to the people that they might see the paths, my brothers and sisters, of righteousness? Whatever crooked anything in the path that made crooked, make it straight. The man might see the goal. These scriptures are the same, my brothers and sisters, that are said in Luke concerning Yeshua. Same thing that's said when he says in Isaiah, 1 Corinthians 4:5, he comes to reveal the hidden things that men may know how to praise Yah. How about see beyond all of those who would be obstacles against your right understanding? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Against whom have men spoken when they would not consider these things? He said, for the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my elect, I have called you by your name and call you to this purpose. The Most High calls a thing and calls it according to his purpose, according to what it must become. He said, I've surnamed you. How about him giving you a mighty name? Even his surname, for the name of the Most High is a family name, my brother. So he calls his people by his name. Shall he call it by another? See, I've surnamed you. Wow, how about begotten him as a son? Though you have not known me. Someone that he has to awaken. Isaiah 50 says concerning him, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. I've not turned back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. That means to awaken his people unto righteousness again. Same thing you find here, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 49 says this is someone who once walked after vanity, but once the Most High revealed to him his purpose, the Most High become his strength, that he might strengthen his people, bring his people back, and even declare his people, my brothers and sisters, as the righteous people, true to his light. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even unto the foundations, unto all the foundations, even the salvation of the whole world. Because I am the Most High, and there's none else. In other words, he alone can make a savior. There's no holy one beside him. No one who can declare What is righteousness? What is an absolute standard? But him. It says, this is the one who has girded and strengthened him. Huh. Though he had not known him. It says, most is this one will come forth in Isaiah 45th chapter, latter verse. It says, surely shall one say, in the Most High have our righteousness and strength. Even unto him shall mighty men come, and all who are incensed against him shall be ashamed. Scripture says, Israel shall not be, Oh, listen to me, my brothers and sisters. You say, Israel after him shall not be ashamed or condemned even forever. People shall be united as one. Who is it speaking of, my brothers and sisters? Who is it speaking of? Say that you may know, and that all people may know, from the rising sun and from the west, our son the west is none beside Yah. He is the only Most High. That he is the Most High, and there is none else. Most High has called him. Scripture says, subdue all the folly of the kings. Gather the people beyond them all the misconceits of their rulers. As they discern one king, for whom the Most High has granted authority. So the Most High is the one who decides when he will show forth this acceptable light. He forms light or leaves and until his time, men in darkness. He is the one who shows forth peace or leaves men to the hardships of their own creation. He is the Most High who does all these things. But in his time, he says, drop down, O heavens from above, and let the clouds pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up and let salvation be multiplied and righteousness spring up. I, the Most High, is the one who creates all these things. In other words, he will show forth righteousness. And he will cause his faithful ones in the earth to partake of it. And be willing to receive it. But he says, woe then to those who would strive against their maker. Or strive against what the earth is, what the Most High is making. So an earthen vessel, strive with him who would make it into something. When before it was only dust of the earth. Does the clay say to the potter, what are you making? Am I not the work of your hands? And say to him who would create something of it that he has no handiwork? That it shall only remain dust to the earth? Woe to him who says to his father, what are you begetting? Or to the mother, or to his mother, what have you conceived? Thus said the Most High, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker. Lord of hosts is his name. Ask of me concerning the things concerning my children and concerning the works of my hand. Do you think you command him? My brothers and sisters, he said he made the earth and stretched out the heavens alone. This is all about respect. See, I've made the earth and created man upon it. Even my hands, I stretched out the heavens. In other words, he created all things according to his purpose and their host as he commanded. And he said he would stir up a man in righteousness to show the world again what is indeed divine pleasure. All that is divine pleasure. Perform all that is his purpose. Say the Most High, say, I'll make smooth all his ways. He should build my city, a city of peace, a city of a covenant, a city from which the law of the Most High, unperturbed, should go forth. And shall send his exiles back, not for a price, nor for a bribe. In other words, my brothers and sisters, he has a purpose under the Most High, and only under that purpose will he be pleased, and nothing else is more precious. He will not turn back till he set justice in the earth, it says in Isaiah 42. Righteousness in the earth. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says, thus says the Most High, the labor of Egypt and the merchants of Ethiopia and Sheba. Men of stature shall come over to him and shall be yours. They shall come after you and change till they come over. Yes, even unto him, and shall fall down before him, you, and make supplication to you, saying, surely Yah is in you, and there's no other Yah. Why? Because of the one whom the Most High has sent to raise up his people. They will say concerning him and concerning his people, surely thou art a shelter. Concerning the God of Israel. They put down here, thou art a shelter. Some texts say, surely thou art a God that hideth thyself. In other words, saying that this, look at the scripture, what it's saying here. Scriptures speak about one unto whom they shall say, surely Yah is with you and there's no other. Meaning that this is the one who reveals the hidden things. Therefore he is counted true unto the Holy One of Israel and his Savior. They who walk in confusion and make idols, in other words, who create of their own minds what they think will be a deliverer, shall become ashamed and confounded forever. Saying, surely Yah is with you, and there's no other that reveals what has been hidden. The Savior. What men have sought to hide. for the salvation of Israel by the Most High, the Savior of the world, and so you should not be ashamed or confounded forever and ever. Oh, no more confusion because of this one. Thus says the Most High who created the heavens. He is the Holy One who formed the earth and made it. He established and did not create it in vain. In other words, unto anything less than all that is his will. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Who is this speaking of? Who is this speaking of, my brothers and sisters? And have we all been willing to consider it? And who was it, my brothers and sisters, didn't want you to consider it? Time moves by so swiftly. He did not create the earth in vain, or after only under chaos, but that his creation, in other words, what he created under peace, might dwell in it. A people he created under peace might dwell in it. He is the Most High, and there's none else. He said, I've not spoken in secret. He did not hide the truth. And he didn't tell his people to seek him in the dark places of the earth, after the ideals of the nations. Didn't say the sins of Jacob that they should seek him after partiality, the folly of the nations who could not reason together, or reason as one, to draw what is righteous conclusion. He says, I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare the things that are right. My brother says, who do you say would be his mouthpiece? Did he say another would speak to revive all these things? He says, assemble yourselves and come. A little slight break in the scrolls. He says, assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, you who are delivered of the nations. They have no knowledge who carry a great image of wood and pray to a God that cannot save. They have no knowledge, my brothers and sisters, who exalt the workings of their own hands. Someone comes forth and says, tell and draw near and consult together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Was it not I, the Lord? Someone the Most High has surnamed, called his son from the beginning. And there's no other God, no one who declares his the standard of the Most High besides me, a just one and a Savior, none besides him. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures say that's the reason why all should gather unto him. This is the one, my brothers and sisters, the Most High says, who calls Shiloh, that men no longer will be misled after the will of another. That unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Because he declares, my brothers and sisters, the dimension of conscience that for a long time men had not known and had forgotten. Scripture says the covenant through him shall be restored, shall he not depart from the mouths of his people, nor descendants from henceforth even forever. That's peace, my brothers and sisters. Shall we read all these things and not discover under whom it is speaking? One who he called Messiah, a Savior, Shepherd, one who established peace forever, set up a city of peace forever, that would awaken the children of Israel. Isaiah 49 says he would awaken Israel, and then Israel awakened after a pure, perfect light to be a light to the end of the earth. That's the chosen people, my brothers and sisters. I got a question to ask you. Shall we say we are the chosen people, and you look at all the divisions among us, and most of us don't even want to talk about the idea that Messiah must rebuke all those who have hidden this light or have not discerned this light as those who he called abominable, not the working of his hands. Oh, Isaiah 41:21 is very explicit about this. But the question is, how many are ready to understand that what men create cannot be a savior? What men create does not raise their conscience. What Yah, my brothers and sisters, said he would send and teach from above. My brothers and sisters, he says that one will declare to the world righteousness. That in him all the nations shall seek. And his rest, his peace shall be glorious. He shall not fail or fall short. So he said, what is justice in there is. His standard, my brothers and sisters, should be one that appeases Yah. So I sworn by myself, one who is called by his own name. The word has gone forth out of my mouth, or his mouth peace. His spokesman in righteousness shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Wow. And they shall say, in the Most High is righteous, even to him, even to surely shall one say, even to him shall mighty one come. And all who approach against him shall be ashamed. In the Most High shall all the descendants of Israel shall be justified. Justified, corrected justly. Be glorious. Surely shall one say, in the Most High have our righteousness and strength, it says in your King James Version. Sounds so much like Isaiah 49. What does Scripture say concerning this one? He talks about the overthrow and destruction of all that has been the Babylonish confusion of this world. Most High says, forever he is the one who sustains, and that he will continually endure. What about this scripture, my brothers and sisters? And I'm talking about Isaiah 46 now. Isaiah 46:5, to whom will you liken me and make me equal, or say that I'm associate, and say that we are alike? It's not those who go astray, who pour out gold in their bags and weigh silver in the balance and hire goldsmiths and make it a god. It's not them, though, that those things that seem esteemed after the creation of men. So he says at the 8th verse, remember these things and discern. Someone who calls things to remembrance, they be discerned by our people, that we come strong again against and above all the idolatries that they have made and call wise. So bring again to your mind, O you transgressors, to forget or not to seek these things. And all their context is indeed transgression. So remember the former things. Oh, those men want to simply exalt what they think is wise in this age. My brother says they greatly err, because many have looked at the scriptures and hardly understood the context in which they were said. And all they've done is misled themselves and kept themselves blind under obstacles, my brother and sister, which the Most High cannot be pleased with. So he says, remember the things of old. What did he say his Spirit would do? Teach all things, bring all things to remembrance. Why do you ask the Most High for his Holy Spirit? And you don't want the discipline as of old, like the scripture says in Malachi in the 3rd chapter. He restored righteousness as of old as in former years. Malachi 4, he restored the heart, the understanding of the ancient Hebrew fathers to the children. Now, brothers and sisters, whoever would obscure that ancient knowledge is a transgressor against the covenant. Defies the renewal of the knowledge of a covenant. And my brothers and sisters, after devils such as this, most time, my brothers and sisters, is already formed, already declared, what will be great wrath. The Most High created much to deliver his people and to set them free, but men have only created cages that he must created cages that the Most High must destroy as people be delivered. Woe to those who made these cages and will preserve the thoughts of those who would not see. Remember the former things of old, he said, for I am the Most High, and there's no other. There's none like me, declaring from the beginning, from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. In other words, despite all the plans of men, he shall perform all that he has spoken, even if a whole world denies it. If the whole world be a liar, he will yet be true. Read Romans 2:29-3 and 4 and understand. He said he will still perform all that is his pleasure. All that which from the beginning he was pleased with, even if a whole world forgets. Calling a ruler swift as a bird from the east. Swift as a bird, comes suddenly like the rising sun. Let me tell you something. Some sometimes take to say ravenous bird. Let me tell you something. The eagle considers himself flies high, sees low. With great intricacy. He considers himself the master of all over which he pervades. He is the heir of the mountains, my brothers and sisters. Heir, the Most High calls, the inheritor of his mountains. Read Isaiah 65. And they want you not to consider this. Calling a ruler, one the Most High says is a worthy ruler, swift as a bird, like the sudden rising of the sun. He brings forth the great light, the man who executes his counsel, he says, from a far land. They tell you about what's in the Secret City Prophecies. Please check out my article on my website, hiddengospel.com, the Secret City Prophecies. The man who executes my counsel from afar in the far land. He said, yeah, I've spoken it. I'll bring it into pass. I've purposed it. He said, I will also do it. Shall men not speak of it? So he says, hearken to me, you stubborn of heart, that are far from righteousness. My righteousness is near and shall not be far off. My salvation shall not tarry. And I will give salvation in Zion, and Israel shall be recreated unto his glory. There's much to be considered about this, my brothers and sisters. I talked to you before about Zechariah 14th chapter. It says they were all, the men of all the nations, to come to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Feast of Tabernacles, to worship the King, Scripture says men of all nations will make supplication before him. Unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance. My brothers and sisters, can you show me anywhere in the Scripture, the Scripture spoke of another man, a man, that the Most High says is called to be worshipped? A man that the Most High said he's surnamed with his family name. Think about it. When Messiah said in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, he was talking about the name that all that are of the Lord of hosts, if you will. There. Did he say he confirmed anyone as those disciplined as his children that will walk after the ways of another? He said those who believed in him, the Son of Yah, he gave them power to become the sons of Yah. Says the Son should make you free. You should be free indeed. How about free from all those who hide the truth from you? I want to ask you a question after having read these things, and it bears examination. I took up a little bit more time to do it. Through whose conscience, which Yah promised that he would raise, did the Most High say that he would restore the remembrance of his righteousness, even the righteousness that men had forgotten, that they might truly repent and their sins might be blotted out? Through whom did Yah say that if men would believe? Like I said, the Scripture says the sin will be blotted out like a thick mist, as we read. Remember, to be forgiven, man must first hear the gospel. To keep a covenant, he must first hear a word that is beyond all the nations and their contentiousnesses. Man must prove himself true to a pure vow. He must prove that granted opportunity to walk in wisdom, he would not turn back. Before whom is this, my brothers and sisters, the Scriptures speak? It said, heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, Revelation 7:2, to seal the servants of Yah upon their brows. Seal, confirm them that they would serve Yah. Whom is this he's speaking about, my brothers and sisters? In the Lord, in the name that the Most High has given this one, Israel should be justified, made righteous, honorable, glorious. The Scripture says he would magnify the law and make it honorable. We need to ask ourselves, what is salvation grace? Like I said, since the dawn of human fall, man has been in bondage under false rulers who beguiled and exploited the hearts of men to trust after false and fallen standards, which were not the one consummate righteous, which Yah decreed unto life eternal from the beginning, and he declared no other. They of faith who have always known that never could the Most High profane his name to preserve the folly of any grossly perverse injustice. These are the ones who had the great expectation, great faithful expectation that the faithful fathers of our people had, for the hope of deliverance for mankind beyond all those who would confuse and exploit, all those who would establish pretenses and lies to divide our people. Our brother says they had the expectation that all Israel will one day be brought out from bondage. From all those, our brothers and sisters, who fatally flatter the people after the idols of false hope. One who would come, my brothers and sisters, they call Shiloh, even the one called the Kurdi, who performs all that is divine pleasure for the deliverance of his people. Beyond all varied worldly misrule, and every man of lesser conscience, that his chosen ones, my brothers and sisters, shall indeed be free. If we go back and look at Romans, it talks about the elect are called to understanding. My brothers and sisters, many will call themselves the elect, but how many have even sought right understanding and have known it? That they might agree, that they might reason together. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there are high aspects of the truth, that those who see whose agenda is to preserve unrighteousness, I say they're not even invited to the table of reason. Because my brothers and sisters, there are truths that those who are concerned more about their pulpits and thrones than personal notoriety, let's just say it's above their minds and hearts to even begin to reason in this like manner. Men have cast off, my brothers and sisters, I regret to say, even the wisdom of the Most High, even cast off the expectation of righteousness after, at the hand of a righteous one restored. They don't want to tell you the Messiah comes to expose all your kings and all your priests as having in so many ways been treacherous against the will of one. It is surprising, my brothers and sisters, you understand the most, stand the truth of the Most High, the one the Most High said he had chosen, in whom his soul delights to declare justice. Because he never said those men have elected have been anything but abomination before his sight. Politicians, my brothers and sisters, double-minded men. He did not say were of his spirit. Like I said, to preserve their pulpits and thrones, the rulers of the earth could never speak of this. Scripture said in advance they wouldn't. They only want to discuss this. They want to ask questions within the parameters of their lack of conscience and want to make themselves judges. I had to tell somebody today, no, I don't submit to what I know devils do. If you give them a word that's beyond the scope of their conscience, they were taken and twisted down to their level and then act as if they were the wise ones. Now, my brothers and sisters, when they didn't want to, or nor did they want anyone else to see the greater wisdom of what the light, my brothers and sisters, that they in the darkness cannot endure. My brothers and sisters, men in so many ways have rejected what the Most High has chosen. To exalt those they have elected. And in so doing, my brothers and sisters, men have only cursed themselves. I can only tell you that 2 Thessalonians, again, talks about once men allow themselves to be deceived, or the wicked come in and destroy those who believed, which happened way back in the first centuries. It said nothing will restore righteousness, nothing of the rulers will restore righteousness. The rights of the rulers sought to destroy. The Messiah once sent from on high at the making and behest of the Most High. Scripture said he would come and expose all this massive illusion. So what is it, my brothers and sisters, men have been subject to now for many generations? Are men too proud to know it? Man is not subject to the law of the Most High. Whose law is he subject to? The man just presumes himself lawful, not knowing all the purpose. The wise and wherefore what Most High has spoken. Shall man still before the Most High be called wise because he presumed that he knew? I can only tell you those who trust in the rulers and the pastors, priests, and so-called teachers of this earth that seem wise to the masses today. Those who trust in any of them. And my brothers and sisters are still in bondage. For they are all the proponents of Babylon, maintaining confusion that you not discern him who will reprove all. Who is this one the scriptures actually call, if it was rightly translated, would have called the Kurdes? One whose kingdom was called Kurdistan, the land of the Kurdes, or the Kurds, for a reason. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, would discern that his entire empire he called, those who expected him the church? Wow. Don't know what I'm talking about? Please look at my website, hiddengospel.com. Article there called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Certain why the early church called themselves Kurdish Shania, those who expected the coming of the one like the sudden arising of the sun to cast out all the darkness, to expose all the exploiters, to show indeed, my brothers and sisters, what is the righteousness of the hour. Who has it come to prove the doctrines of all else to be treacherously foolish? Read Isaiah 44 closely. Who is the one to come to build again a true temple to the Most High, a temple that the people had not, none among the people had built? Who is it come to shepherd the people of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, beyond all the exploiters? Who is it come to prove that the leaders had all been exploiters? Who is the anointed one, my brothers and sisters, to come to show the mankind the way of truth the rulers would hide? Who is it the Most High said he had surname called the Son? Surname, given his own title of his own name. That all should know from the rising sun to the west and from the west to the east, one time from the east to the west, out of a Babylon, living as people out of Babylon east, in the latter days of Babylon west. Please read Isaiah 59:19 through 21 and Isaiah 24:10 through 16 and understand. That all shall know that Yah is true to all that is his word. Who is it that Yah has appointed to prove the contentions of this earth to be Babylon? That he said this confusion, my brothers and sisters, comes of his spirit? or the wickedness of another? Who is it that Most High said he would expose the wicked, the scepter of the rulers? Read Isaiah 14:5. And men discern the way of one. Who is it comes to declare respect for the sure righteousness of Yah? Not for a price, nor for a bribe. Read Isaiah 45. Before whom will Yah destroy the nations, that his people be free to show forth, my brothers and sisters, what the nations sought to hide? That all my brothers and sisters shall bow to him, saying, surely Yah is with you, and there's no one else. My brothers and sisters, declare then, if you will, the true standard of righteousness long hid from the minds of men upon this earth. Who is it speaking of? Scripture says, my brothers and sisters, when he does this, Israel shall be justified or counted righteous before Yah forever, never again to forget a covenant. Who is it speaking of? Is there another among men whom Yah has ever raised among men? That Yah has appointed that all men should worship and even petition in the name of the Most High for his mercy. Is there another, my brothers and sisters? Who is it that Yah has appointed to perform the promised redemption of his people? Do they see beyond all the spells of misconceit, discerning the gospel, the message on high, the sure message on high? In other words, beyond all the faulty messages, the spells of men. And they discern the exceeding wisdom of Yah, to be broken from the spell of misconceit, false righteousness, my brothers and sisters, that has damned so many souls. Who is it the Most High appointed to do this? Who is it that shall declare unto all who have sought refuge among the nations that they should draw unto him and be saved, because there's no refuge amidst what is in worldly darkness? Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that all declare that all should draw unto him out of the darkness, to know that Most High has appointed no other Savior? Who is it that comes, my brothers and sisters, that shall be put to shame all who resist him at the reveal of justice? Who is it that Yah has appointed to reveal what has long been hid? I said, who is it that Yah has appointed to reveal what has long been hid? To reveal, my brothers and sisters, what others would not speak, that unto him every knee should bow, seeking repentance in the name of the Most High. Who is it that shall bring remembrance even to perform all the righteous way of Yah? My brothers and sisters, man can't keep a covenant he has forgotten or has not known. Who is that will renew a covenant, the knowledge of what indeed is the covenant of the Most High? The men no longer be confused and they learn how to reason together. Who is it that shall bring remembrance, even to perform and to teach, to do and speak all and obey and show obedience to all this righteous way of Yah? Even unto my brothers and sisters, to all who before were not here or found no reason to hear in their shallow minded this exceeding word of his. That at last, my brothers and sisters, he shall bring to bear on earth what the Most High call a stable people, confirmed unto righteousness. For the scripture says, all that would not hearken to him should be confirmed as sinners. Who is it, my brothers and sisters? Why did Messiah say, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star? Read Isaiah 11. And understand, my brothers and sisters, there was one called the Kurdi who was called the morning star, the one likened to the rising sun, to cast out the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure. When the scripture said in Revelation 16, it talks about he's preparing the way for the king of the east. In other words, exposing the folly of the rulers. Men beginning to see the way of their rulers is only wrought in multitudes of contentions. Yes, my brothers and sisters, who do you say will reveal the hidden things? And he says, this is in preparation for the way, preparing the way for the king of the east, that men might be prepared for a greater king. But he says he's going to expose all the others. I've talked before about the scripture, talks about a city at which he would do this. You need to look at the article on my website called Secret City Prophecies. So he would gather together there all the princes or all the principles of the whole world to rebuke them all and show that Yah, my brothers and sisters, were pleased only with the way of one. Many in the midst of a contentious, divided, diverse world become all the more out of touch with reality that Yah is one, and what it means to say that he does not regard his name as a thing to be defiled after the varying ideals of man. There are some, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of all the diversity of present society, and don't think of me as a xenophobe. I just simply say, my brothers and sisters, the name of the Most High is one. He wants all peoples that he would call unto himself to be true to the will of one. What I would say to you, my brothers and sisters, is this. At that city, there are some, like I said before, desires for the bribes of politicization. We lose all the more touch with reality and all the less respect for Yah as one and the fullness of agreement that he is, the fullness of truth that he is. But there are some, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures say, we cry to the Most High because of the oppressors, because knowing that Yah is one knows and also knows that they must gain far greater discretion in order to be pleased before him, or pleasing before him. Many say they are saved. Many say they are chosen. But my brothers and sisters, a lot of folks say this, but they embrace all but the invariant light. They say they've kept a covenant, but my brothers and sisters, I see no peace among them. And I don't see the hope of peace when they won't speak of a peacemaker, the Prince of Peace, knowing that the Prince of Peace has to expose all the fault that's in their doctrines, that men follow him and him alone. I see a lot of anti-saviors, my brothers and sisters, that far prefer that you remain under the titles, of those, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said he can never confer his own. Preferential, like I said, to preserve their pulpits and thrones at all cost, even at the damnation of their own soul. It's time we discern far better, my brothers and sisters. For I will tell you now, whoever would not speak of Messiah as the one who comes to expose every unrighteous ruler and to speak with others had not for ages. Because the scripture tells in Isaiah 41, none has preached the gospel till he comes. If they didn't tell you to anticipate one who would preach fully a word from on high that should be pleasing to the Most High under the restoration of a covenant, they never taught you the gospel at all. And indeed, my brothers, this is going to be a shock to a lot of people to find out the institutions that they have trusted in being the workmanship of men, after the ideals of men, that they never went to a church, a true church at all. It's going to be a big shock, my brothers and sisters, the men find out that what men have created after wood and stone and set men in the midst of them. Never taught the faith that the early called out people knew, who trembled at his word. They never knew it. Like I say, Rome murdered literally millions in the first centuries to silence that expectation of one who would expose all the rulers, yes, from east to west, meaning also Western polytheist rule as well. Until my brothers and sisters, men finally discern what is true and what the ancient monotheist ways of the East. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who understand that the one who destroyed this Babylon once and for all must be the Savior. Blessed are they who will understand the purpose for which Messiah comes. I had somebody ask me today, do I believe they put down Jesus? Well, Jesus Christ. Well, I can tell you right now, look it up for yourself. The name Jesus Christos, Jesus and Christos, hey. Pagan titles used for those who worship pagan sun gods hundreds of years even before the birth of Messiah. People, a lot of folks, my brothers, still preserving this confusion that they won't speak of those things, my brothers and sisters, the Most High declared that we should expect that we all be one. Might as well say, even though some of them keep a Passover, you might as well say they're still keeping Easter. Many of my brothers and sisters who say that they are keeping a Shabbat, they might as well be keeping Sunday worship, because they still exalt what seems wise after their own minds, proving that they have not heard from the Most High all that they should have been willing to listen to. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us if we are blinded after those who constrain the words and commands, the law of the Most High after a carnal mind, We are doomed as though living in the world. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, understand the Messiah is called the awaited, the expected one for a reason? Scripture says, when he appears, men shall know surely whether or not they had praised Yah. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him, meaning the others were not considered fully redeemed. That whoever believes in him, how about his fullness of his testimony, should not perish. He said, those who are not will perish. He said, those who not believe are already condemned, already divided. Why wouldn't someone who knew Yah believe in the fullness of the word of his Son? How did they hide all this from the people, my brothers and sisters? I know again and again when rulers don't want to be usurped and the frailty of their so-called knowledge and exposing their treachery, there's some things they just simply will not speak. If somebody speaks of it, they simply won't entertain the speech. I've seen treacherous men, false prophets, do this again and again. Every time you try to even raise these questions before them, they run. Well, I can only say this, my brothers and sisters, all those out there who refuse to recognize the value and the preciousness of this word should not be able to run forever. I see scriptures in Isaiah 30th chapter talk about those who choose to run from this word. Their pursuers shall be swift, and 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one. Either man learns to humble himself before what the Most High said he would establish as a reference for him, under that expectation that he has not had the faith at all, and believing that whatever men do, just calling upon the name and framing it upon their ideals, believing that's godliness. My brothers and sisters, men who have had that concept of only worship the devil, we're told we shall not take the name of the Most High or swear by his name unto anything, seeking anything less than all that is his will. Messiah said, if you deny any part of the law and the prophets and let somebody trick you into such, you should not enter the kingdom of Yah. I'm telling you some things now that contain in the law and the prophets. Surmise and see, my brothers and sisters, what is the conclusion of taking all these things in consideration. And ask yourself why your rulers would not teach you these things. And would you dare still be partakers with those who would hide the truth from you, that you be caught off guard? The scripture says, Messiah, because the rulers would not speak, he should come suddenly as a thief in the night, but ultimately take back what is his. Scripture says he comes suddenly. Unexpectedly.
90 seconds.
My brothers and sisters. A lot of folks are going to be truly shocked and ashamed, find out they never knew who Messiah is, because they trusted in their rulers, who didn't want them to know the Savior, though they called themselves believers. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, it's been Adam Young. Covenant Remembrance Ministries, under his light, his honor. Yes, my brothers and sisters, and of course, his praise. Praise the Most High that is due always. All my brothers and sisters, it's time that we discern what truly honors him. And unto his might, his honor, yes, my brothers and sisters, and his praise always. Hallelujah!